Okay, today's daf is Ksubas Daf Nun Vav, and today we're going to talk about this Tosfos here on Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, and that is the sugya of making conditions against what it says in the Torah, specifically related to monetary law, the Davar Shebamamos. The Gemara quotes a Machlokes Tanoim here on the bottom of Nun Vav and Aleph relating to that issue. We know that a person can make it tonight, can make a condition on many. Many situations. I'm going to buy something on condition something. I'm going to get married on condition of something. I'm going to sell something on condition. So one can make many conditions. There are certain types of cases where one cannot make a condition. We've had shiurim about that too. If there's a chalos de memela, if something just happens, but it's not in my control, I can't make a condition. I can't say I'm going to shech something on manas that it rains tomorrow. Whether the shechit is good or the shechit is not good, right? That I can't make a condition on that. That's a davar de memela. But a marriage and mechira and gerushin, right? All of those are allowed to have conditions, and there are different rules of conditions. As we know, the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin and Daf Samach Aleph, Rabbi Meir Omer called Tanai she'eno kitnai be'gara b'nei Ruvain eno tanai. Rabbi Meir says any condition that does not fit the rules of the source of conditions. What's the source of conditions? B'nei Gad b'nei Ruvain, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, where Moshe Rabbeinu talks to the B'nei Gad b'nei Ruvain about coming to Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe says, if you fight with us and you go and help us out, then fine, this land could be yours. And if you don't fight, then it's not going to be yours. So that's the source of conditions in the Torah. It's interesting that you need a source. Right, you might have thought that making a condition is something that you could do. Right? You don't need a source for it, but the Chazal obviously feel like they need a source. And the Mishnah tells us, any tanai that is like B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvain, that's a good tanai. Shnei Amar V'yomer Aleihem, Im Yavru B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvain, Viksiv, V'im Lo Yavru Chalutzim. So it has to be, the one condition discussed in that Mishnah is double, but you know there are four Mishpatei HaTanoim. The Rambam tells us in Ilchos Ishus in Perek Vav, that you could get married al tanai, right? That's the context of the Rambam. Hamakadish al tanai, niskayim al tanai mikudeshus. V'im lo niskayim al tanai, eina mikudeshus. Right? If the condition is fulfilled, then great. Then whatever you can want to be married, I'm not saying somebody gives you money. So if you get the money, great. You're married. If not, not. Bein shayya tanai bein mino ish, bein shayya mino isha. V'chol tanai sheva olam. And any tanai, bein bekidushin, bein begerushin, bein bemekach umemkar. Bein b'shar dinim amun, any type of t'nai, sarach lios b'tnai arba dvarim. You have to have the four things the Rambam says here in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Shishi. What are those four conditions that one needs? V'elohein arba dvarim shall call t'nai. Again, these are all discussions in the Rishonim. Some of them are agreed upon what they are, and some of them are machlokas. The Rambam says, she t'nai m'kaful. Number one, as we just explained, has to be double. You have to say the positive and the negative. If this, then that. And if not, then not. Right? It has to be a tanai kafel. And often in the Gemara, when the Gemara just talks about tanai, the Rishonim fit in, and obviously you made a tanai kafel here, even though otherwise it wouldn't work. But number one, tanai kafel. Vishie hin shalo kodim lalav. The positive has to be before the negative. Hin before lav, which is a discussion. What does that mean? Does it mean the fulfillment of the tanai? Meaning, what if somebody says, if it doesn't rain tomorrow, then I'll marry you. And if it rains tomorrow, then I won't marry you. So is the positive the action or the tanai? If it doesn't rain, is that a negative or a positive? If it doesn't rain, then I will marry you. So how do you define? Like, what order does that have to be in? So it's a discussion. But whatever you decide, the positive has to be before the negative. And if she ate tanai kodem lamaisa, the condition has to precede the action. If this, then that. Not this, if that. Right? The tanai has to be kodem lamaisa. V'shiyeh tanai davar she'ef shalakaimo. And it has to be a condition that's able to be fulfilled. This will be very important for us today. Right? A tanai has to be able to be fulfilled. If you can fulfill the tanai, v'mchaser atanai echad mehen. If any of these conditions are missing from the conditions, harei atanai batal, the tanai falls away. Uki'ilu ein sham tanai klal. If you don't make the right tanai, it's as if the tanai falls away. And the marriage or the gerushin works even without the tanai. Because the tanai is is missing. So this is the sheet of the Rambam here in Perek Shishi of Hilchas Ishus, Halacha Aleph and Beis. This halacha is going to be important for us now, as we will see. And the Rambam there gives other examples. We'll see if we have time at the afterwards. We'll go through some of the examples. But the skipping now for a moment, the Rambam says in Halacha Tes, Ubameh Amru Kalamasne. Skip Halacha Ches. What happens if I make a tnai, but it's against halacha? Kigon, shamar leisha im tochli chela v'dam arayim kodeshes li bedin arzu. If you eat not kosher, then you're married to me. Make that the stai. Vim lo tochli, if you don't eat not kosher, lo dim kodesh, you're not going to be married. Im tochli basar chazir, hari zekitech. If you eat this piece of pig, then this is your get. Vim lo tochli lo yeh get. And after I make that tanai, I give the get, or I give the dinar. I said, if you do this not kosher item, harayat tanai kayam. Right? The tanai is kayam. It says, if you eat this, you're mukadashas. If you don't eat loti mukadashas, so then, once you make the tanai, you gave out tanai kayam. V'im avar v'achla tehim mekudeshes l'mugureshes. V'im lo achla eidim mekudeshes v'eidim mugureshes. V'ein omrim bazeh hara hisla machakas v'atorah sheh b'yadash lo tochlo v'l tiskarish lo tiskarish. That's not called a masna machakas v'atorah. You made a tanai against what it says in the Torah. Because the woman has a choice. She can eat, she cannot eat. So there's nothing against what it says in the Torah. Right? If she wants to get married, then she has to violate the Torah. But the condition itself is not against what it says in the Torah. But says the Rambam, "V'ubameh amr kalamasana machakasa b'Torah t'no batol." Right? What is that case? That's where you mamish go against. You say something that's against what it says in the Torah. Right? Like for example, our Gemara. Now we get to our Gemara. A man says, "I want to be married al menas that I do not have any conjugal rights to my wife." That's like, you can't have that. There are rights that a husband and wife, a husband has to a wife, and therefore one wouldn't be able to make such a tonight. What if it's against what it says in the Torah, but it's about the monetary laws of the Torah? That's the machlokas here in our Gemara. Homer le'isha, harei amukudeshes li, a man says to a woman, you're married to me, almanas, on condition she'ein lochalai, sherksus va'ona, almanas, I don't have to support you financially and conjugally. So then, harei amukudeshes v'tzno batal, divrei ha'meir, meir says, the tonight falls away and you're married. You're married fully with all the responsibilities that the husband has. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, there's a split. The davar shebamamo tno kayam. The conjugal rights, you're right, that he can't get out of. That's something that's non-financial, and that's masna mashkas batorah. You want to be married almanas that you don't have those rights. That's not a marriage, and therefore that doesn't work. The monetary part, she'er and ksus, the money and the clothing that you have to give your wife. So then, says Rabbi Yehuda, regarding financial issues, t'no kayim, the t'nai is kayim. And the Gemara goes into whether the Rami Rabbi Yehuda hold, or they're really arguing on ksuba d'araisa, ksuba d'rabanan. Okay, but that's the rule. That's what the Rambam says also. The Rambam says there in Hilchas Ishus, the darash ben mamon, the t'nai is... the Tanai would work. Tosfos here discusses the question of the Rishonim. And the Rambam Paschal is this way too, and we have to have an explanation. First, Tosfos says, Al Karachach with the Kafli, the Tanai Ayri. Obviously, here we're talking about a case where there was a double Tanai, as we saw in the Rambam. If there's no double Tanai, then the condition doesn't get off the ground. So you definitely had a Tanai Kafli, even though the Gemara only says it once, but it means both. De Amarla, Im Ein Leichalai Sharksus Va'ona, Hari Amukudeshes. If you don't have that obligation, from me, so then you're married. V'emlav al tei mukudeshes. Right? Mita kamar la kaman. The time of the remeir, there's no batal. Mishum the masa machkas batorah. V'lo kafel. It's not typically there's no batal or remeir. Mishum the boy tzai kafel. Right? If you say that there was no tzai kafel, that's why there's no condition here. Not because it goes against what it says in the Torah. It's a more basic problem. So it has to be, says Tosfos, that the case here is where you double the Tanai, you had a Tanai Kafel, but the problem is that it's Masna Mashakas Batara. So as Tosfos, Vitema, Im Kain, Amai Hi Mekudeshes. As Tosfos, so why is it that the Tanai works in this case? Why does the marriage work and the Tanai does not work? What happened here? He says, I only want to be married on condition that I don't have this responsibility. So we say, okay, you can't do that. It goes against what it says in the Torah. So what should we say? So you can't do that, and therefore you're not married. That's what I would have thought, right? I'm married on condition of this. So you can see the condition doesn't work, so throw the whole thing out. But that's not what the halacha is. The halacha is you're married, and you have this responsibility. Right? Why don't we say that he never wanted to do this? This wasn't in his das that he wanted to be married if he had to do this. If he knew he had to do it and he would, and what he says wouldn't work, then he would just say, forget the whole thing. Right? So why is the halacha, and the Rambam passed this way too, that if you make an improper tnai here, masna mashkasa b'Torah, we say the maisa is kayam and just the tnai is batal. Right? This is not like the case we said before, if you don't fulfill the tanai, so then there's no maisa. Here, the tanai falls away, and the maisa is kayam. So asosus v'tema imkein amayim mukudeshes harimas histam beferish shim yehei la alav sheirksus va'ona shirim mukudeshes. Right? Why do you say that? V'ein lomar, it says Tosfos, and don't suggest dilakach mukudeshes. This is why she's married. Lefisha mekadsha amanas shetimchola. It's as if he said, I'm married, I'm going to ask that you forgive this obligation. Vari machlan, she was mochelas. Ela de'ein mechilas mechila. Right? And don't think that the reason that Mekudeshes is because he's Mekadeshur Amanas that, right, she's mochelas. And we don't take into account her mechila. So those says, no, that's not going to work because there's a sugi in Nazir that is clearly against this. That Masa Masha Kasba Torah has nothing to do with Mechila, because that's to do with Naziris. So what do you do here? Why are they married? He didn't want to be married if he had this obligation. So why are they married if he made this condition? The condition is no good, so just throw everything out. Viomeri, so 2 days. The Re in Tosfos, and then Rabbeinu Tam is quoted here on the side in the Gilyon of Tosfos. He's quoted in the Tosfos Arash, in the Sefer here. But first, let's see what the Re says. Viomeri, Yisod Gadol. If we wouldn't learn conditions from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, Hava Amina Deshum Tnai Eino Mevatel Asamaisa, I would have said there's no such thing as a Tnai having effect on the Maisa. Afilu Lo Yiskayim Besofa Maisa Kayim. The whole idea that I can make a condition on something is a Chiddush, says Tosfos. I do something. I give a woman a ring. That's a Maisa. So that should be dependent on words that I say, something that might or might not happen. Why is that? I would have said, you do an action, and the action works. So the whole institution of conditions is a chiddush. So says Tosfos, once we say that, once we have that attitude, that the whole institution of tanama is a chiddush, then we could say, as long as you do the condition properly, then it works. If not, just forget the tanai, because the whole thing is on shaky ground anyway. Now that we learned from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain that a tanai does work, Amrina, we could say the dafka kisheino masa machkasa b'Torah. Only if it's not against what it says in the Torah, dumya to Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. Shelo histo machkasa b'Torah. The only source that we have for conditions is Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. So if you do not follow that source, so then what you did is that's just going to be what you said is not going to be worth. It's not going to be worthwhile. We're not going to be able to hold up your condition. So again, chidush tanai is a chiddush. So we're going to limit it to ein lecha ba'al chidusho, where the source of the chiddush is, and therefore the source of b'negad b'nei Reuven is not against what it says in the Torah. So too, it's just going to fall away. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Os Kuf Samach Tes wonders. I don't understand Tosfos. I understand Tosfos, says Rabbi Chanan, if, let's say you did something today, and then a week later you want to uproot it with a condition. Okay, then that's a problem. That's a chiddush. But here, the original Maisa you're doing on condition. Nothing is established until you did the act with the condition. So it's not really uprooting anything. It's preventing it from getting off the ground. So why is that so difficult? Why do we say there that the tnai is something extraneous, right? To use the lashon that we had earlier in the Masechta around Daf Yutes or Chaf or so, the Gemara says the lashon of tnai milsa achrisi. Again, it's a different context. But the Gemara hears that lashon. So B'chanan wonders, v'kasha delo shayich lo markein elahecha shekfar chala maisa. When do you say that it's a chiddush to say that the tnai could have an effect with a maisa already kicked in? Shelo yuchalachzer bo mehaytaima, that you can't retract. But if you're making the tnai, even right before you do the action, and you only want the maisa to be chal in this way that you made the tnai, so how could it work against your will? Why can't you make a tnai? This is about a person's das, a person's mindset. So even without Bnei Gadam Reuven, I say, I only want this to happen if that. Why is that such a chiddush? Why is that such a chiddush? That's the question of the of Reb Elchanan. So if you look in the Birch HaShmuel, look in the Birch HaShmuel, Reb Baruch Ver, he quotes from Reb Chaim. Quotes from Reb Chaim that this idea, that conceptually, Tnai is Milsa Achrisi. If I don't fulfill a Tnai, then the Maisa is Mevutelis. If I choose not to fulfill a Tnai, fine. But if I would like to fulfill a Tnai, but the Tanai is not fulfillable for some other reason, then we don't say that the Tanai has not been fulfilled from you and the Tanai and the Maisa is Batal. No, if there's a different reason, then we look at it independently, the Tanai, but the Maisa is full. Let's read his words. He quotes this from Reb Chaim. Lo amrinan, the pshat of Bir Tanai Ben Gamani Rubin, lo amrinan davi umtina delo asa Maisa el adasa Tanai. We don't say that, oh, he only wanted this to work with the Tanai. And if the Tanai falls away, the whole thing should have worked. No. When we say that there's something called a condition, how does it work conceptually? What do we learn from Bnei Gadam Bnei Reuven? The act is the act. You're doing the act fully. Afilo lo yiskayim atanai. Right? Forget the Tanai. The act is a full act. Elo de rotze lal sos chalos achrisi tehu atanai. But we look at it as a separate, independent institution related to the act. And that's a tnai. You want to have another chalos. The marriage is going to happen, and then there's going to be a separate idea of a condition which will affect the marriage. But it's not inherent in the chalos of the marriage. V'gzeres ha-kasavu, dim osa maisim tnai chaldin ha-tnai, le'inyin sha-maisa tluya ba-tnai. If you fulfill the condition, then fine, that affects the maisa. Not that it's within the Maisa, but it affects the Maisa from the outside. But if there's a different reason why the Tanai cannot be fulfilled, like it's going against something that it says in the Torah, so then the Tanai is broken, but the Maisa is not affected. The Maisa is not affected. He says, Ava Bahacha, he says, quotes the Chiddush of Tosfos. See what he says. It didn't affect my das. My das is always looked at as full on the Maisa. But it's just that you can't be ochre a din Torah. That's why the Tanai is not miskaye mitzad atzmo. The Tanai is not something inherent within the Maisa. That's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. Again, that's what the Tosfos seems to be saying in terms of Tanai Milsa Achrisi. This is all one approach to what Tosfos means. Why do we say that the marriage works? If you didn't mean it, you did mean it. Conceptually, you did mean it. The Maisa is full. The Tanai is something extraneous. If you look in the Rabbeinu Tam here on the side of the Gemara, and this is also quoted here in the Tosfos Arash, and it's quoted in the Ritva and Gittin Daf Ayin Hei. Deep, deep down, we could say that if you make a tanai against what it says in the Torah, you don't really mean it. You could be screaming from today till tomorrow, I mean it, I mean it, I mean it. Deep down, we call that maflig bidvarim. Maflig bidvarim, you're exaggerating, or we look at it as if you're exaggerating. Taino taima, says the Rabbeinu Tam. To call tanai to shadam osel ahasal v'akas v'atorah, ein daito shiat tanai kayam, ela kemaflig bidvarim ba'alma, biderech leit sonus. Right, and we compare it to, if you look in the Rabbeinu Tam, we compare it to, as it says on the side, a tanai that's impossible to fulfill. You're married to me, I'm an ass that I go to the moon. So we say, kemaflib yudvarim, and therefore we forget the tanai and you're married. Right, because deep down people aren't saying seriously going against what it says in the Torah. Maybe it's similar to the Rambam and Ilchas Gerushin in the second parak, about deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing. Remember that case? If a man has to give a get to his wife and he doesn't want to give a get, the Bezin's allowed to encourage him in various ways because deep down, every Jew wants to do the right thing. It's just his Yetzirah is overtaking him, and therefore we just remove his Yetzirah, and in that way he does what he's supposed to do. So maybe this is something similar, that if somebody's making a tzai against what it says in the Torah, then we're not going to take it seriously. We don't think that he really wants to do it. The Chazon Ish in Evan Ezer, in Nun Vav Yud Gimel, says that, well, the Ri does not say this. This is Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ri clearly does not say this. He assumes that according to Tosfos, this it's two separate things. Making a tznai about something impossible and making a tznai against what it says in the Torah are two different things. Rabbeinu Tam puts them together. If you make a tznai what it says in the Torah, it's basically impossible, and they're both maflik b'dvarim. But the Chazon Ish points out, according to Tosfos, he doesn't say this. So Tosfos must assume that it's a special din that tzna o batal by Masa Mashkas b'Torah, not based on the fact that you're not serious. Even if you're very serious, I'm very serious with my tznai, still it's not going to work because it's against what it says in the Torah. Again, maybe it's related to Bal Tigra, right? Bal Tigra is an isser. You can't do a mitzvah in an inferior way. But you also can't take away from halachas of the system of the Torah. So the Chazon Ish just points out that Tosfos, who does not give this suggestion, right, he must assume differently than Rabbeinu Tam and the different versions of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we'll stop here.